Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 11, verse 13. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. For those listening to 3342 on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. If you want to send in any music or commercials, send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, for those who don't know, Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, definitely you can Instagram J.R. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley J.R. period. Facebook Kit and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio for those hot R&B produced as well as hip-hop tracks. Check out the www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage is BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Facebook page of producer Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. Before Daughters of the Nile, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, Twitter page of Alfred Porter Jr. 1. And www.templabor.org. They're always hiring. You can check out thelogtv.com. That's thelogtv.com. And finally, the YouTube page of Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, let's have some fun here. Before I go and bother the phone lines, let's take the time and go through our top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment, what caused the biggest, I'll say, buzz. Number 10 was the actual Tannis. Number 9 was, wow, okay, the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club meeting that happened the past week. Number 8, Sheriff Kilroy, Grandpa Rapper, plus the song I Need a Queen. Number 7, debuting strongly. Hasn't happened yet, but it's got a buzz. Debuting this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, BWE, the Black Talk Table. And also, they've got two, so you could say BWE on what's upcoming on Saturday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, BWE Entertainment Headquarters, 3143 West 84th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, the Ward 14 Community Meeting. Number 6 debuting, Facebook, the Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 222, and other events. Some of what's going on there, definite, because it's been added on the schedule. So 1899 Main Classroom Building, Cleveland State University, large room number 136. You could enter from either East 22nd Street from Chester or Euclid Avenue. And that's Saturday, April the 2nd, 2022. Some of the things that will happen so far is definitely, you can be mean, but keep it clean. Bring your radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, hip-hop workshop news for Mr. Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, freestyle cipher, and more. And you will also have Mama Porter tribute, Simply Sister Bonita, as well as Richie Carlisle, along with HJS. That is what is upcoming. Now I need to go and say, as I look here, number 5, okay, debuting, Facebook, public reading, Dr. King's Breaking the Silence. The one thing that I would like to say about that event, so you know what's happening, that's Monday, April 4th, 2022 at 5 p.m. That is happening at Cleveland City Hall Steps. That's Cleveland City Hall Steps, and it's an intersectional reading of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech, Beyond Vietnam, A Time to Break the Silence. And that is what happened at Riverside Church, New York, April 4th, 1967, and that's the landmark speech that condemned the U.S. militarism, racism, and poverty, and represented a significant expansion of his thinking on the challenges that our nations faced. And that is an event from Peace Action Cleveland, Ohio Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. And so that is what will be going on. And that will be this coming week. Number 4. Debuting. This is always nice, so it gives you a chance, or gives me a chance to look at it. Number 4, Monday, April the 4th, 2022, National Action Network. 54 years ago, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. 54 years later, National Action Network, Greater Cleveland Chapter. That will be Monday, April the 4th, 4 p.m., March. And the address, 1117 East 105th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108. For more information, you can call Marcia McCoy at 216-374-0913. Since I gave that out, I'm going to leave number four spot and go back to number seven. If you want to know more about the BWE Entertainment Headquarters, Ward 14, which is Saturday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, you can call 216-235-8167. Now, let's go to number three debuting, Facebook. Full Circle Affiliates presents Liberty's official Turning Pages release party, which should happen this coming Friday. Number two spot, the biggest jump at number two. Why wouldn't it be? Women Speaks 2022 Conference, United Queens with a Mission. And that happened at the DGS Event and Catering Center the past Saturday. Where you had Lady T, Miss McQueen, Lady Greathouse, Senator Nina Turner, who's running a strong campaign. You had Major Taps and his mom, a beautiful tribute that he did for his mom. Divine Victory, CUMR, Vanessa's Fashions, Mama Porter received a beautiful plaque and was honored. The food was awesome, everything from barbecue. Ooh-wee, nachos with meat. The best part of the tacos, it's like the taco salad was on point. Lasagna, the desserts, I don't have anything else to say. And that was their biggest jump. Debuting, though, at number one. I guess because he's been out here for decades. Leon Bibway, Easter 105. It was named after him the past Friday with a lot of community support from the east side to the west side, media and others. Salute that. He was honored. I have been talking way too much. I really have. I've been talking way too much. So I'm going to go to the 216-538 phone number. 216-538. You've been on for a little while. How you doing out there?
Oh, we're doing pretty well. This is Miss Paul's Point, and Cowboy is right here, the Backyard Music Man. Here he is. I'm going to turn it over to him.
Hello, my brother.
What is happening?
Hey, it was beautiful, my brother. Everything was beautiful, man. I couldn't express myself the way I feel. I wanted to get up there, but hey, the time had ran out.
You understand what I'm...
But there's no better time than now. Now nor left. Hey, I can express it now. I never got a chance to actually sit down with Mom, but I know I felt it in my heart. You know, when you first introduced me to Mom, I felt something very special from her and very powerful from her. And I mean, I can't express what I want to say, but that specialty I felt from her came through. I felt it in my heart, and I felt that specialness from you, actually, from her. And that specialty let me know that you're going to be a very powerful and a strong brother as the legacy that she put into you, and that, like I always told you, I'm a brother from another mother.
I hear you.
And
you've proven and time again.
Yes. And all I always tell you, don't hesitate to pick up the phone whenever you need me, because I'm there. We are there for you. And to tell you how much I love you. We love you very much, my brother.
I appreciate that, brother.
Because we always have you in our heart.
Thank you so much.
Al, I'm going to just say I confirm on what Cowboy says, that we are definitely here. Anytime, you're more than welcome to text me or give Cowboy a call. The phone is always on.
I appreciate
that. I have to tell you something that's coming up that we're going to be a part of, myself and Cowboy the Backyard Music Man, Miss Paul's Point. They're going to have a talent showcase benefiting the Northeast Ohio Black Tail Coalition, April the 9th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And is it okay for the address?
Go ahead.
Okay. The address is located 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And it's in lieu of Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition. So if anyone would like to perform,
Who's giving this?
Harold Stallworth. I can give the telephone number if anyone wants to perform. If anyone wants to perform to register, they have to. No, it's $10 suggested.
Okay.
It's $10 suggested donation, but they could call area code 216-205-7967 to register to perform. So they're looking for singers, the performers. Give that phone number a call, and we hope to see you there. Cowboy the Backyard Music Man will be DJing, and I will have my table set up, pulsepoint.net. Thank you.
Thank you all. No problem. Hey, enjoy the rest of the program, and thank you very much for your words. I appreciate it from both of you.
Yes, indeed.
No problem.
I have one more other thing to say.
Ooh, we ready.
Okay, here it is. I'm going to drop it down like it's hot.
Okay.
Mother's Day. We're giving a Mother's Day concert at 8925 Huff, May 8th, from 12 to 5. And it's going to be a blast. It's for the mothers. And, yes.
Light lunch.
It's going to be a light lunch. And, of course, people like to drink and all, but you bring your own bottle. But we're for those that do not drink. There'll be pop, water, juice, and whatever they drink on that behalf.
But entertainment.
And plus, they're going to be live entertainment.
All
and this is going to be given for the mother. And Al?
Yes, sir.
I would like for you personally to speak, to let them know how much they should appreciate their mothers.
Yes.
Please. Could you do me that honor?
I will. Yep, I will.
You know, because, you know, a lot of these young black women and black men and their kids don't appreciate what they have until it's gone.
I'm into that one. Yeah.
You know, because once it's gone, then you have no one else to look up to.
Truth.
I lost my mom in 69. I was a young child. Then I had my aunt to look up to, as she had raised me and gave me a lot of knowledge. And then from there, I was in a foster home. And then I lost my foster parents. So that's another set of parents I lost. Then I had your mom.
Hmm.
Even though we can sit down and talk, you know, but I felt her. I felt her spiritually. I felt her mentally. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Man, I'm getting teary-eyed over here. I'm trying not to go that route.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Believe you me, I do. Believe you me, I do.
So
I appreciate you.
I want you to, you know, to put that out there so these young sisters and young brothers out here that have their parents or their mothers to
appreciate them.
Embrace them and to tell them and to tell their mom how much, to tell them how much they love them, you know? And just give them a hug every now and then and ask their mom, what do you want me to do for you today? Mm-hmm. You know? Because they don't do that. I don't see that happening around here or anywhere. Mm. They either cussing their moms out or beating them up. And then once that mom is gone, they're going to miss them a hell of a lot.
Yes.
You know? And then they're lost for sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the strong message.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
No problem. Mother's Day concert.
See you on... Yeah, Mother's Day concert. But first of all, we'll see you definitely April the 9th.
All right.
We'll definitely
Thank you.
See you Saturday. We'll definitely
Got you.
See you Saturday.
All right.
Well, bells
appreciate
on.
That. All right, now. I'm holding you all to that. Thank you so much.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. So we'll be there with bells on. Tingling, tingling.
No.
You know I got
just like the song. I'm down on this conversation. Talk to you all soon.
Okay,
I need
bro.
That laugh. That whole song was the jump off at DJ Dollar Rock, and it was Twiggy's birthday party, house party, and that's all I can say about that record itself. I'm going to check out the 216-235 because they've been so patient. 216-235, how are you doing out there?
Yo, 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 calling in, broadcasting from Lyrical Hell Jail. This is Jerry Lyrical Storm, ready for war. How are you doing, my dear brother?
I'm holding up very well. I am. As a matter of fact, I want to personally take the time to say that, and please let Lady T know that I appreciated that plaque for Mama Porter on Saturday. I had it front and center at the homegoing memorial service, and that was one of the most talked about pieces that was there. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, not only do I have myself on the line,
mm-hmm.
I have Miss McQueen of All Queens on the line as well.
What?
Black Talk Table is live in effect this afternoon. Hey, Al.
Hey, now. And I know there's a Black Talk Table coming up this coming Saturday as well, but I'm just going to ask one question. Have you all recovered from the past Saturday, because I know a lot of work went into that?
Yeah, we did today.
Oh, yes. We're on a hiatus in 3000s over here. That is our purpose of calling. Lady T has summoned me because we want to address Just a real quick tidbit, because we got one more guest on here, but we got one more guest sitting with us in Lyrical Hell Jail. But we just want to say, on the Lady T wanted me and Miss McQueen to let all the women know that we are strong, united, and have one voice. But one in particular situation that we would like to address is this. This goes out to Major Taps. Lady T has asked Major Taps to rectify the women in the community because of a situation between him and his family. On the behalf of the women in the community, we don't give two kenny fart fucks, about what's going on. Keep your family business, bro. Because everything is not going to be mentioned. And when you sit there and you degrade women and down women, whatever the problem may be, you make it look bad for not only yourself as a black man and a black king, you make it look bad for us women. You should never put your business out on social media. And after Mama Greyhouse, big shout out to Mama Greyhouse, and Lady T has asked you to express your opinion and be free to say what you need to, but do it with class and dignity, that is what they mean. She does not appreciate that you laugh on social media at the lobby that you just did an hour ago, Miss McQueen.
Yes.
Did not appreciate that at all. So on the behalf of all City of Cleveland women who deals with Flocks of Flames, DoorDashians, and Dignamicans, we must have a voice. And Lady T has already told Major Taps that if he did not rectify that, she was going to get on the radio and confront him. So since he couldn't apologize, I'm going to apologize for the stupid behavior that he has caused in the ruckus. It's disgraceful and distasteful. And he should be ashamed of himself. But I'm not going to cut it short because I have one more sitting here in the jail jail with me. And like I want to introduce this voice. Say hello, secret lady.
Alafia. This is Lady Dove Bay. I'm speaking on the slander, the lies, the disrespect that Michael Brown, Major Taps, keeps spewing against me. He wanted to rape me. He stalked me. And two other people saw the text messages. So all of this new stuff that he's saying is dead ass wrong. He's a domestic violence abuser. I wasn't going to say anything. He got angry. His ego, male pride, raised up because he couldn't frighten me when he stood in front of me yesterday and looked me up and down. I had no reason to flinch at all. So he made a big spectacle. No, I was not going to get on Facebook. No, I wasn't going to say anything this evening. But he's not going to stop. He stalked me for 3 months. In 2019, two people saw those sexual text messages that he sent to me. So he's bringing this up now. He's digging his own grave, and any man and any woman with any kind of respect for themselves and other people wouldn't even let him get on a doggone talk show or anything else to even speak about it, because his doggone police record, and will back up what I'm saying, okay? This is my blood cousin. He's my children's age. For him to stalk me and taunt me and harass me, then it's going to bring it up. Yesterday at Mama Porter's homegoing? No. No, that was dead ass wrong. Nobody should be listening to that. Nobody should be supporting that. And any woman who has a daughter should not let her daughter around that beast, because he is a woman abuser.
Oh, and as we...
I yield the floor. I'm done.
I just want to intervene since he is listening, because he is texting my phone. I just want to let it be known, Major Taps, that us as queens have a right to speak up for themselves, as well as, you know, she needed to speak her piece. So Lady T has already asked you, you know what I'm saying, to do it tastefully, and you have it. And now you're sitting here texting me, so I'm about to reply back real quick. He's talking about some wild, really, let's go. Let's go. Because I stand for women, and I stand for the rights of women, and I stand for the rights of all in our community. And this, like I said, don't nobody even care about what's going on in your family life, and you're on Facebook and on social media spewing your business. That doesn't look good for you as a black man at all. Mm-hmm. And if it's shame on me, it's shame on you, because you're out here putting out your family's dirty laundry.
and your mother backing you up, and she a woman. That's crazy.
I didn't blame you for anything, bro. I'm just trying to let you know flat out, and according to the women, after our lady she just told you, bro, ain't nobody got time for that. People are dying out here every day. Putting out your family business is not cool, bro, at all, especially on social media. You know what I'm saying? I will wait till you get on here. And you're not black, you bronze. It's called melanin, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're not bronze. Bronze is the colors of my braces, my chains that I wear on my arm. You know what I'm saying? You're not. You are a black man. Black from your black strong man. That's certain stuff that you use as a time and place for everything. And Mama Porter's memorial service was not to be. And then you did it. You did a video right after that. Like, that is so disrespectful to Mama Porter. You know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful to you, Al. You know what I'm saying? You talking about some nah, Jesus was bronze. We not about to go back biblically, bruh. You not about to correct me, bruh, at all. I'm just here. We just here because Lady Dove wanted to speak her piece. I just wanted to say, Lady T, gotta resolve the issue and let him know that hustlers can't hustle hustlers. You gonna do what you need to do, or you know what I'm saying? Or you gonna focus your energy on something that's irrelevant? Push your move on. It's wrong. Yeah, but you stirring the pot even more when you sitting there, when you just sitting there, keep stirring out your family business, bro. When really everybody, you gonna take that up, soak that in, and talk about you, bro. So you can do the thumbs up on my phone all day, but I just want to let you know, bro, that shit is not cool. And according to the women of the community, which Lady T has been on the phone all morning trying to resolve this BS, which she has nothing to do with, but she wants to help unite the community. So at the end of the day, you can listen to the
monster
bar. And I'm
out. Can I ask a question? The question I want to ask is, how important is it, because I know Lyrical Storm as a person who addresses issues. You don't start problems, but you address issues on the Black Talk table. You address them strongly, your opinions, your thoughts, and a lot of times it's backed up by paperwork. Really? How important, and it can be at least 2 minutes, but how important is it to address things the way you just did on this program? Because you did it in a dignified manner.
It's very important because, like Lady T told Major Tess, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's how it's presented to the people for them to relate to you. If you're going around and you're just, oh, I love my women, but this woman right here, I'm a dog, you're still disrespecting the race. So I just feel as though as an addresser of what may have you. He can speak his piece, like I said, but Lady T has asked him, when you get on, talk like, you know what I'm saying, you are a man of power. And, you know, my bad to the women. But when you get on live with Mama Greyhouse watching you on live, and she's telling you that what you did was not the time and the place for, and then Lady T gets on there and said, this is not what I thought. This is not what I meant, bro. And you sit there and you laugh with elaborate emojis at the bottom of your video. That is when I'm going to come out because Lady T didn't told you, because that's disrespect.
And Al, you don't do that.
And you don't
and
do
you
that.
And Al, you already know me. And you already know what my business consists of, domestic violence. So when I talked to her, I told her. She wasn't going to do it.
No, I was not.
But I told her. I said, you need to speak your voice.
That's true.
Stop letting him go around on social media saying what he's saying, making all these videos. I told Lady Dove tonight, I said, you need to speak your voice. Let your voice be heard. Let it be known of what he's doing. And once she already did. So she already said
right.
So it's already done. So like I told her, after tonight you speak it, don't say no more.
Right.
Let him look like an ass.
Because that's what he looked like. And then, too, like I said, his police record will speak for itself, okay? He's a predator, okay, harassing me, stalking me, leaving sexual text messages. I'm his cousin, okay?
And that was one of the things that he called Lady T.
He's going to come to me and create a problem when I'm staying quiet so I can heal from the other abuses that I've been through. Nigga, you can't walk like that because he is not a man to me. And his mother let him do it? That's wrong.
It's the basic thing with me, brother Al, it's the basic respect for Mama Porter and how it happened and how it went down.
Right.
That is the main issue with Lady T. the disrespect. That could have waited until another time. That is disrespectful towards you, and you know that is unappreciative. You know, for him doing that, it's unappreciated. You know what I'm saying? It's a time and place for everything.
Right.
And if there was something that he wanted to say, he should have said it. You know what I'm saying? He's still texting, talking about some, yeah, done. Okay, bro, I am done. Because Lady T warned you. So anything else you have to say after that, you can make a live. Trust and believe me, bro, you need to tune in because I'm not done yet because I told you. Lady T has told you. Be more respectful in what you say, bro. That's all we ask for. And if you have a family
only
issue,
thing I
gotta
say
don't
is,
say nothing.
If you want to comment and make statements, learn how to spell and know English. I taught it. You want me to teach you? So you want to say make it make sense? You put make it make sense. That doesn't make any sense. So next time you want to text somebody, learn how to spell and know your grammar.
So this is our time or what may have you.
No
problem.
We'd like
to thank you, Brother Al, for allowing us to broadcast from Lyrical Hell Jail. Major Tass, please stop taking my phone. Anything that you have to say, please call my phone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Dean's List. Yeah, tribe that a Victorian, bro.
Or principal, baby.
Bye-bye, block. Bye-bye. I don't care about you blocking me. That's one thing about me. I don't care about disrespectful men.
Come on. All right. Bye, Al. I want him to talk.
So, bye-bye. Bye, Al.
No,
Thank you. I appreciate
you all.
Peace and love, Al.
Peace bye-bye. And love. And we're talking about some of the women in a unified movement. I'm going to 216-412. Please be straight and direct with everything that's said. 216-412. How are you doing?
Man, hold on. Let me put this on. Hello.
The Rock says,
hello.
Oh.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Okay.
How Myra? How Lyrical? Okay. Some people, my point is, if you don't know what the hell going on with a certain situation, stay the fuck up out of it, though. What we got going on is something totally different, though. Like I said, though, I won't be surprised. That person that you riding with right now will cross you. And trust me, facts, this is a family member that know this person. Like I said, I just hit my big sister up on the situation. And she was like, don't worry about none of that. Because everybody know about Myra's character. Everybody know about Myra's character. Everybody know she had a bad childhood. Her stepmother mistreated her when she was younger. So when it comes to other family and stuff, everybody always looked out for her, including my mother. So for her to bash my mother, like, real talk, you kept your head turned the whole time while my mother was there. Because, you know, Dick, like, my mother is just turned 61, though she would smack the dog shit out. She would do you just how Will Smith did Chris Rock, facts, though. And you're not going to step to her. She on a way higher level than what you can ever, you know what I'm saying, be on. Facts, though. So, yeah, ain't about no, don't put family, like, no, ain't about that. It's the principle about what you did and what you said, okay? The whole time you've been in a bunch of events. Dubbing it, like, I'm saying, Lady T just went on live. Lady T went on live and everything. Apparently she's doing clout, you know what I'm saying, for herself, too. It's all good. I don't care, Kick Rock. You can actually get off my Facebook too. You know what I'm saying? You can delete me from your like from the page. Like facts though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know a lot of your history too. Anyway, when it comes to this though, like I said, like I ain't no warnings and stuff. It's about people staying in their own damn lane. If you don't know what's going on, what's happening, stay up out of it though. You befriended, you know what I'm saying? a snake, you know, it's a relative of mine that's on some trash, though. The reason I reacted the way I reacted, and it wasn't like I was like, dog, fuck you, you bitch. No, it was straight, direct, personal, and it was very discreet the way they presented themselves. They was still lightweight ratchet the way they just put this out here and everything. Because how can a person call on the phone and tell me to reach out and apologize to the women and everything? I ain't even had a chance to get on the line yet. And you going on, and you going weighing on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, yeah, I ain't apologizing for shit. I respect my women. Real women.
Okay.
I respect my real women. I respect my real women. Like, that's really down and everything. But the snake, Myra, a.k.a. Lady Dove, you know what I'm saying? Pull up my record. Pull up my record. And the situations, I know what's on my record and stuff. Like, do you really know what went down? Was you around? You know what I'm saying? When those situations happened, I don't got nothing domestic saying that. I didn't beat up a woman, things of the nature and stuff. It's accusers. It's accusers, though. So, like,
but
at the same time, though.
Has every, but you're saying nothing proven.
Listen to me, though. That was the new crack case. You know what I'm saying? These old institutionalized women, the women we supposed to be defending, you know what I'm saying? They get jealous or insecure and want to try to set you up and blackball you in a situation. Matter of fact, some cases you talking about, Dove, you know what I'm saying? Took you to a higher supreme. They found out that I was unlawfully arrested. So wherever you hitting on and everything, do your facts. You know, as a matter of fact, reach back out to your son. Your son don't even deal with you. You want to talk about domestic violence and stuff like that. The same man, you know, always brag to our family about and all your friends, you know what I'm saying? I bet you stand with this man. His name is George. Got custody of your children and raised your children because you were an unfit mother. You out here running the streets and stuff. Going to run around with dope boys. We ain't going to buy the sugarcoat nothing. In fact, it is a level of respect for love for women, though it's a personal.
Okay.
This stuff go back. It go both ways. So, Lyrical Storm, I don't know. Like I said, like, I was doing my best to tell her to butt out. Let me do it. You damn right. It's a personal family issue. Now I got family on deck now. So, they aroused, too. Don't get, like, you think Major Tap is just dolo? No, I don't walk around just dolo. I got legitimate, like, family members that be on their own stuff. Though they know my character and stuff. When they find me, like, why did you hang around her? Because they like the embracing of reaching out to your family members and stuff like that. But when the family members turn your back on you and other family members, this is the same woman that didn't even have the nerve to even show up to her own grandmother's home going. Facts, though. And this lady, when she was going through all that stuff with her stepmother and stuff, you know what I mean? This the woman that embraced her and took her in under her wing and everything. Myra is a habitual liar. You know, she mad because she couldn't manage me at one point. She used to run around, you know what I'm saying, talking about he does cabarets, weddings, and all this type of stuff. That ain't how you promote somebody just off some thirst, you know? Off a meal ticket. You ain't about to get no meal ticket from me. She's a liar. She likes to put out dreams or something like that. I don't know if she's been around a corrupt pimp or anything, but she likes to put out fake dreams talking about, oh, I met Smokey Robinson, Barry Gordy. Matter of fact, one of the guys is part of Motown. He's a security guard. Plus, he plays a piano. He likes me. He dated me and stuff. He picked me up down on Hayton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, facts, though, the situation stemmed from Lady Dove making the accusation, talking about that. Yeah, and she said it, that I made a sexual presence for her. Whoa, we don't play like that. I don't play like that. So you talking about that I'm involved in incestry with my older cousin? Are you, like, let's keep it real. Let's fake facts. The reason why you don't deal with me. The reason why you don't deal with me because I cut you off a long time ago. After that disrespect, when I gave my condolences about my uncle, your father, you know, come on, leave me alone and all this. I understand you, you know what I'm saying, dealing with your father's issues and stuff like that. So at the same time, you go and and blast me on social media talking about I'm kissing your ass and all this other shit. Like, come on now. I'm kissing your ass, really? You was the one calling me when you needed, you know what I'm saying, friends to go to the store. Like, when you need to go to the doctor or just or get some medical attention or something or some relief or something, like, they take me all the way out to the west side to meet with psychics and stuff because your mental was fucked up. You tried to get me involved with that nonsense, though. I wasn't falling for it. I can even go even deeper than that, you know. Lady Dove brought me into the Morris Temple Church, and I'm looking for Brother Damu because he way on in this. He and you cross paths with Brother Damu, real knowledgeable brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like we part with all that religion, but when it comes to the knowledge and science fact, them brothers are solid though. Lady Dove, Myra, your name is Myra. Myra, facts. You can say Michael Major Taft Brown Jr. Don't wear the name out. Facts, though. I'm going to live my father's legacy and what I do. Facts. Everybody know my name is Michael. Matter of fact, I might do an album called Michael. I ain't saying about that because I don't got no ego. Like, some people not used to fame. And at the same time, though, 6 years old, I was up on stage doing shows and things of nature. So, between the ego and pride, you know what I'm saying? I know how to deal with that. Some people can't deal with fame. And people don't even have fame and still don't know how to deal with it. That's the example of Miss Lady Dove and everything. He's like to play on this old domestic women violence situation, though. But the same man that's beating your ass, you stand with him right now. You stand with him. Hypocritical, you're a fucking user. You a user. The dudes that you had introduced me to, that was on negativity with some damn dope boys. You know what I'm saying? You had an issue with the one brother in the temple because, he wanted a polygamous relationship with you, and you was off. You was with Duke, but you had a problem with the yellow bone. She's like, Doug, come on in. No. You know what I'm saying? So you bring me into this corruption nonsense that ain't normal. Like,
with the 2 to 3 minutes left,
we're going to do a part two. And then, like I said, like, your mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? In fact, you don't know shit, don't say shit. We talked earlier. That's some fake-ass shit. You can't say same on me. Same on you. I respect all women. And then, too, my mama came and came to one of your performances and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can take my talent somewhere else. Like, I don't need your sign or none of that extra shit you like doing. Like, I applaud you, but don't get it twisted, though. We can go back to the same shit we was on before. Facts, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't. It's like, you can check your corrupt ass guy, brother, so I can't check my cousin. That's him. You hypocritical. So check yourself. You know what I'm saying? Facts, though. It was all respect until today, but you want some twisted shit, too. So whatever, man. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But don't nobody play that game. That ain't no game you play. Trying to accuse somebody of making sexual advances towards you and then saying that I'm a woman abuser or something like that. I don't got no felonies on my record and shit. All this shit that's on my record is shit that the fucking government is pissing the Trumped up. So you institutionalized females, keep helping the fucking government and shit with y'all twisted asses and shit. Fuck y'all too, man. For real.
I'm going to say that thank you very much. And they can check your record to see what may be true or what's not true.
Check me out on Amazon, Rob.
Thank you.
I got new production coming out. You about to ride with this shit. Lacey, get the fuck off my Facebook. You a fake and phony. Get the fuck off my shit, man.
And with that being said, I needed to go, but there were certain answers that weren't met yet. And I'm going to go to 216-773. Before I go to 216-773, I want to at least personally say, Larry H. Gardner, as well as Brother Suave Gotti, you all get the infamous shout-outs for calling while we're live on the air. So, my thing is, I'm going to 216-773. Hopefully they can take us out in an entirely different way. Or, who knows, maybe they're calling to tell me off. 216-773.
Hi there, Al. How you doing? It's Dolores Gray. How you doing?
I will be well as soon as this ends, and I'll find a shot glass. Anyway,
I
help
know
me
that's
out.
Right. I've been listening to the show pretty interesting, all I can say. But I was just calling, you know, just to tell you that, you know, the memorial yesterday I thought was very beautiful for your mom. And, you know, I'm sure she's smiling and very happy. And, you know, so I was, you know, very just, you know, happy to see that everything was just so lovely. But also I was calling because I haven't spoken on your show since, you know, I was elected as of March 12th of this year as I am now the new president of the Carl Stoke Brigade, which is a historical organization. Thank you. It's a historical organization that's been around. It's like it's older than us at this point when you think about it. So I'm very, very excited about it. And, you know, I have a great group of members that we're going to get started working more in the community, doing, you know, a lot of different social and, you know, justice. And one of the first things we're going to do most likely is speak at the MLK, program that's coming up, I believe, April 4th.
4th, yes. And, is that the 1-5 p.m.?
Yes.
City Hall steps? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we will be there and just going to get started, you know, planning a lot of things. The memorial for Carl B. Stokes is coming up, as well as we're going to be planning for one of the founders, Bert Jennings, his 100th birthday. So, you know, we're just going to start getting out into the community. As you know me, I'm definitely a community person. I believe in, you know, informing and educating my community. So this is going to be, you know, it's very exciting. And I'm really happy that, you know, I'll be linking up with Black on Black Crime because I'm also a member of that, as well as National Congress of Black Women. So it's going to be very exciting to see the changes that we're going to be making to help our communities. And I'm very pleased and happy, you know, with that.
I appreciate that, and humbly saying congratulations to you in that position. My thing is, what are some things that you're looking forward to bringing to the legendary group of the Carl Stokes Brigade?
Well, looking to bring more members who have basically bridging the gap, because it is an older organization, bridging the gap to bring younger people in with fresh ideas, and, you know, actually getting more involved. And not just only, you know, out there standing, but doing the work to, you know, get legislation passed and as well as to vet, you know, up and coming politicians who are looking to, you know, be our servant. So we're looking at all of that. And, you know, when I read about the past and spoke with the founder, Bert Jennings, he gave me he just gave me so much information about how everything was working. And I saw a lot of the work that was done in the past. And, you know, but, you know, we still have not, you know, they have made strides just as like all the other organizations have, but it's now time to bridge the gap and bring people together so we can get everything changed the way it should be to help our communities thrive. And, you know, that's what it's about. So that's one of the things I can't wait to start doing membership drive. I'm really looking to start, you know, bridging the gap and even thinking about civic engagement. We have to have civic engagement to educate our people.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Well, again, congratulations. Thank you for calling and letting our members know and listeners what's going on. We always appreciate the people who call in and let the listeners know what's going on. So thank you very much. And I have to ask you, if people want to know more about the legendary Carl Stokes Brigade. How can people follow, become a part of, and join in?
Well, I would say at this point, I would say give us another month or so because we're updating the web page, which I'm sure is going to be under the Carl Stokes Brigade. But, you know, we're looking to revamp that as well. But if anyone has any questions or they're looking to be members, they can always look me up on Facebook under Dolores Gray and, shoot me an instant message and, you know, I'll get back with you. But we are looking for fighters and, you know, people who are willing to, you know, to be out there with us and
right.
to help this cause and, you know, and to continue the legacy of Carl Stokes Brigade.
That's major. I appreciate that. One thing I can say, the very first time I met you, I knew that you were doing excellent things, and you have not disappointed me at all. I thank you so much. Before you leave out, Tuesdays, what happens on Tuesdays?
Well, on Tuesdays, I've been doing Zumba, teaching Zumba class. Which basically I've been doing it at the Smoking Diva, which is located, I believe, at 15905 Euclid Avenue. So it's a good time, you know. It's different for me, but I'm also, you know, I may not be there very long because I'm looking to partner with the Fair Hill Partners and doing a whole program there with Brick House Wellness, which is my organization. So they just sent me some information today and want to know when I wanted to get this started. So I'm looking at Tuesdays and Thursdays, but I'll give you more information, down the line. But right now I'm at Smoking Divas. And if you're looking to have a good time from 7 to 8, they have it's taco and tequila night. You know, stop in, make sure you have your workout clothes on and some good, athletic shoes, and you know, so we can have some fun.
Got you. Well, thank you for that, and may you have an excellent remainder of this week. Stay blessed, and we appreciate you.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate you as well.
No problem. And I can tell you right now, there's probably a lot of different things I could say, but instead of me saying those things, I just want to thank everybody who tuned in to this program. My thing is, I appreciate you. I do. I think that instead of me reading it, I might wait and read it at another time. I will condense Hattie Mama Porter's obituary and say that when it came down to it, the legacy of Mama Porter, didn't write it down, but if I would say her legacy, it's the memorial service that was held yesterday. Mama Porter, only she could be blessed enough to have at her home going. She had staunch, which just means deeply rooted. So she had staunch, deeply rooted, and supportive. Democrats, staunch Republicans. She had staunch Communist Revolutionary Party members. She had media from ClevelandUrbanNews.com. She had atheists. She had Christian. She had Muslim. She had seniors. She had the youth, even had a youth violinist by the name of Kim Carter. You had Pastor Tamar Gray, a queen, a lady pastor from my mom's church. You had Pastor Reed from my church, The Rock AME. You had hip-hop, R&B, country heads. Council people, East Cleveland City Council president. You had a couple of council people like Mike Polinsic and Joe Jones who came through. A proclamation was brought through. You had the City Council, East Cleveland president and vice president, Patricia Blachowiak, president, Nate Martin. You had Councilman Ernest L. Smith, No Excuse Award winner. You had so many different people there that that's the legacy of Mama Porter. One thought as I get off the air. Most Electrifying showed up. Oh, yeah, you did have Art McCoy radio show staff there. People represent 89.3 FM. But Most Electrifying said, wow, if your mom's a martyr like this, here's the million-dollar question you need to think about. How do you continue to keep these people working together and keep her dream alive? And after thinking about it, I guess it's up to me to work with a lot of people, including some of the people who are on this phone call, from Cowboy to Brick House Wellness to, I should say, Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Point, Proprietor ENT, BWE, as well as others. It's also hearing people express themselves and then hoping and praying the truth will come through and be revealed. And that's when you find out who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Even a broke clock is right twice a day. But that's enough. I will thank you all for tuning in once again. Stay up. Stay blessed. I might read some of Mom's resolutions and proclamations and stuff like that on Voice It Radio tomorrow. Thank you. Peace.